This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden said on Friday the U.S. economic crisis was deepening and that the government needs to take major action now to help struggling Americans. As he introduced his coronavirus economic relief plan at the White House, Biden said the government needs to act decisively and boldly to help Americans who are seeing their paychecks reduced and are barely hanging on.
No matter how you look at it, we need to act. If we act now, our economy will be stronger in both the short and long run. That's what economists left, right, and center are telling us.
Biden said it's not Republicans or Democrats going hungry and losing their jobs. It's Americans. The president has proposed a $1.9 trillion relief package to help those affected by the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to send the article of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate on Monday. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Republicans say that's too soon.
By Senate rules, if the article arrives, we have to start a trial right then.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't want to rush this. He would like to see a trial next month.
That timeline would have provided the Senate some more floor time before we step up fully into the unknown of a trial.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says, make no mistake, there will be a trial.
It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial.
And when the trial is over,
senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
A trial delay could appeal to some Democrats, allowing more time to confirm President Biden's cabinet nominees. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Senate has confirmed President Biden's second cabinet member, Lloyd Austin, as Secretary of Defense. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Senate vote was overwhelming to confirm Lloyd Austin, a West Point graduate, as the nation's first Black Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Austin retired in 2016 after rising through the ranks during 41 years in the U.S. Army. He was the first Black general to head U.S. Central Command. He received a waiver from the House and Senate from a ban on military officers serving as Secretary of Defense within 7 years of retirement. Austin pledged to senators to address white supremacy and violent extremism in the ranks of the military, and said he embraces the president's focus on fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Jennifer King, Washington.
Shanghai has imposed lockdowns on two of China's best-known hospitals after they were linked to new coronavirus cases. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Outpatient services have been suspended at both of the facilities, and they've been cordoned off along with some surrounding residential communities after months of quelling small clusters with mass testing, isolation and social distancing. China has seen outbreaks grow this winter, mainly in the cold north. The National Health Commission has announced 103 new cases have been detected over the past 24-hour period alone. Lockdowns have also been imposed in parts of Beijing and other cities following outbreaks. Schools are letting out early, and citizens have been told to stay home for next month's Lunar New Year holiday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The first tennis player with a confirmed case of COVID-19 quarantining ahead of the Australian Open has spoken out publicly to apologize. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Spain's Paula Badosa was one of the players who initially complained about the strict antivirus curbs put in place by the local government, but says she now fully grasps how important the measures are. Posting on social media, Badosa said, quote, quarantine and preventative measures are pivotal right now. I talked about the rules that changed overnight, but I understand the sad situation we are living. Sorry, guys, stay safe. She was halfway through her 14-day quarantine period when the world number 67 made the confirmation of her positive test on Friday and has since been moved to a health hotel.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Hank Aaron, who endured racist threats with stoic dignity during his pursuit of Babe Ruth's home run record, and then gracefully left his mark as one of baseball's greatest all-around players, died Friday. He was 86. The Atlanta Braves, Aaron's longtime team, said he died peacefully in his sleep. Hammer and Hank set a wide array of career hitting records, including runs batted in, extra base hits, and total bases. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.